Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I was just telling Jason that we've had, the last few days, we've had over 4 inches of rain, which means I've got to go find our driveway. It keeps running downhill, and our driveway is made out of crushed stone. And believe it or not, the crushed stone that we use is relatively inexpensive. It's about $4.50 a ton. So it's not expensive, and then it costs about $4.50 a ton to haul it here. So for roughly $9 a ton, we can get our driveway rebuilt. And we have to do it every time there's a real serious rain. So now we just keep maybe 18 to 20 ton pile of crushed stone available, so we just take the front end loader and tractor and go drag the driveway back, and the missing spots we just fill with stone from the pile. And so you can do that too. And if you do buy stone, there are several different types of stone. It's delineated by size, and there's one run called a crusher run. They take the big rocks and they crush it. And it's little rocks that may be the size of a quarter and smaller and dust. And when it gets packed down and moisture gets on it and rain gets on it, it turns almost to concrete. Almost. Lindley's with us in California. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. We've had some rain, too.
I know.
Here.
I know. And you know, and let's talk about that for a minute. But here's what we saw. A few days before this massive rain that we got, we saw chemtrails across the sky like crazy here in Missouri. Now, I can't speak for, you know, the East Coast and the West Coast, but we had them here. And then a couple days later, rain and high winds, and both coasts had typhoons. You know, the East Coast and the West Coast. And both were drenched with an enormous, inordinate amount of water. So that's the water you're talking about, right?
I think so. We have chemtrails here regularly. But it doesn't bring rain.
Well, normally it brings rain east of where the chemtrails are being sprayed, because the weather patterns typically flow from west to east. So when we lived on the East Coast, whatever had happened in California, and I'm talking decades ago, whatever happened in California, we would get 3 days later on the East Coast. So, I think now if they were spraying off the coast of California, out in the ocean, maybe that would have an effect on California. But maybe the powers that be decided that's it. You know, they've done enough damage with these crazy fires, these wildfires, these arson fires, and these forest fires, and all the destruction and burning of homes and buildings, etc., that they've caused. Maybe they've decided that let's put the fires out because we're not doing so well with fire hoses and airplanes. So maybe they decided to give Mother Nature, a kick in the butt and cause a massive deluge of water, which worked and put out the fires, right?
Yeah, I don't feel that we had a very bad fire season. Our summer was not filled with smoke this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you describe for our class what that's like, being inundated with smoke. What is that like? Is there any escape?
Wow. Okay. Just yesterday I saw a picture, an old picture I have of last summer when the smoke was coming into the valley over the mountain. And it's a great picture. Anyway, it feels like you're in hell. It's a brown, bad smelling. It feels like you're in a fire. You might as well be in a fire. And everything is brown and it's not moving. Really? And it's just lingering. And last summer was the worst ever, ever, ever. So, very bad.
So, what you're smelling is burning foliage, leaves, trees, limbs, tires from cars, the paint in cars, industrial chemicals that have people have in their garages. Roundup, animals, right? And those poor animals, I feel so bad for them. And class, if you want to know what it's like, you know, if it's nice outside and it's nice and sunny, get on the ground and lie on your stomach. Lie on your stomach, and then see how far you can see while you're lying on your stomach, because that is the view that many of these small animals have. Okay. They're small, and they're only a few inches off the ground. I'm talking about, you know, rabbits and squirrels. Unless squirrels climb up trees, cats, dogs, gophers, possums, small animals like that, fox, they're close to the ground, and they can't really see very far because of the curvature of the earth and the position above the earth where their eyes are. So they have a tough time knowing where to go. Instinctively, they try. However, it's really difficult for them. And a lot of them succumb to the smoke, which falls to the ground. It's a terrible thing that we've caused. And a lot of the fires in California are caused by arson. That's absolutely proven. And there ought to be a special penalty for people who harm the general public. Back to you, Lindley.
Wow, I like that idea. Yeah, last summer we saw a lot of Antifa driving in their trucks with all their canisters of gas and so forth. And I don't know. You know, I guess here in Los Gatos, though, they really love that stuff.
I've gone to GasBuddy.com and I've looked at the price of gas and gasoline and diesel in Los Gatos. I know you've got some gasoline stations. So why do people from Antifa have to bring their own? Can't they buy it in Los Gatos like everyone else does out there?
Yeah, where does it come from? Yeah, we saw them heading right on up there to the fire area up there in Northern California, which is north of me, of course.
We're talking about pouring gasoline on a fire? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, creating fires, destroying property. I don't know. I don't know what you saw last summer, but I sure saw a lot.
Well, we didn't have fires out here in Missouri, but I did, of course, see the images on the Internet of California and what they call wildfires. And it almost that term bothers me because wildfires seems to indicate out in the wild to me, like the wilderness, like nature caused a wild fire. And I think, to me, I've got to change my line of thinking. I know what a forest fire is. That's what we're talking about. But a wildfire, it indicates nature. But I think we need to switch that to out of control wild. One, a fire that just cannot be controlled very easily and put out very easily. That's wild. And a lot of them seem to be intentionally set with the wind in the proper direction to make it worse, meaning bigger fire, spread more. Kind of like gain of function. I wonder if these arsonists study gain of function technology with the China virus and apply that to incendiaries and fire so that they can make this fire easier and make it spread farther and faster and kill more people, animals, and do more destruction. I wonder if that's what they do. So if that's the case, those people need to have special penalties applied to them. And that would start with death. I think someone who's an arsonist needs to die.
Well, as with everything that's going on, we've got to remember that a lot of these people are working for the government or looking for, I think, of PG&E. How much responsibility should PG&E take for these wildfires? And I say that because here at the top of the mountain, I grew up in the mountains. So every time there was any wind at all, the power went out. And it was just assumed. And it's still going on. But now PG&E is actually turning off the power to all the residents in the mountain. Like if a squirrel runs across the wire, they're turning everything off.
There's a reason for that, Lindley. Here's my opinion on why I think that's happening. So PG&E works for the owners, okay? PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. They want to pay their owners. We'll call them shareholders, if you will. And profit is the number one objective of any corporation, profit. Not making great products, not safety, profit. So literally, that's their fiduciary responsibility to generate profit. So one way of generating profit is to use less material, make it thinner, build it for now rather than build it for longevity, you know, durability, repairability. So what's happened is the infrastructure, the wiring network, the grid, if you will, that PG&E has built and failed to maintain properly is fragile, frail, and there are connections that aren't so well maintained based on what I've read on the in the media. So that being the case, the load, people are using more and more and more electricity, but the grid has not been expanded very much. So the current carrying capacity of the grid is limited, but the people want more electricity for their air conditioners, for their devices, for their nonstop streaming video, electric cars, etc., appliances. So the load is greater, and the wires get hotter from the extra flow of electricity. So if they don't shut it off during these massive power usage days, the wires can overheat and you can have another camp-type fire. That's why they're doing it. So I believe it's a result of the absence of prudent maintenance, the absence of care and making sure that the system is built for longevity. So the idea was, let's build it quick and we'll postpone maintenance to later. And hopefully we won't have to do it, but when the load by the customers got so great, it put a strain on the system, the wires overheated, the transformers blew from overheating, etc. Put all that together, and you've got a recipe for massive fires. And I think that's what happened. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. So I don't think it's just, you know, a few, in windy days, if the poles, power poles are weak, and it's windy and branches land on the wires, they can topple the poles. The wires on the uninsulated wires on the power poles can short out, spark, cause massive fires. I think that's really what it is. Lack of maintenance, lack of being careless and reckless on the part of PG&E.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, as I've said in the past, don't believe anything that I say. Don't believe anything that anyone else says on the radio or in the media. Do your own research. So just because I say it doesn't mean that you should believe it. Do your own research. The things that I say are my opinions based on my experience, my research, my reading, you know, firsthand knowledge, etc. Interviews that we've had here on USA Prepares. Combine all that together, and that forms what I say. Okay, I'm speaking about me. But don't believe anything that that you hear in the media, regardless of the source. Make sure you do your own research and make up your own mind. Lindley, do you have any comments about what I said about PG&E and the carelessness and the recklessness and the profit first, the fiduciary responsibility of corporations to their shareholders and owners and members?
Well, I don't have too much to say about that, but I'd like to factor in that we're going to be quadrupling our population, and how in the world is PG&E going to keep up with that? What are they going to do if our state or our town quadruples in size because of the Senate Bill 9 and 10, which did away with single-family housing?
Well, and it's even more desperate than that, because With the Musk mobiles, the electric vehicles plugging in and charging, the grid, we know that the grid can't handle the load that is imposed on it during really hot days and really cold days. So when the weather's freezing and, let's say in some states where it's really, really cold and people turn on their heating systems and electric heaters and plug in those portable heaters, or on days when it's really hot and they turn the air conditioning to work harder to cool down their houses, those days put a demand on the grid, and the grid can't sustain it. So they're rolling blackouts and rolling brownouts intentionally to protect the grid. So the grid can't handle what we've already done to it, let alone add more people and more electric cars. No question about it. So you are right on the money with that.
You know, have you ever seen a Tesla charging parking lot?
No, people around here are a little smarter than that. So I have never seen, I've seen images of them. I've seen these places where you can pull in and, have a meal, because it's going to take a long time to charge your vehicle as compared to fill up your gas tank or your diesel tank. I've seen images of them. Please share with us your thoughts.
Oh, I would love to. So we have very, very limited parking in our little town. I mean, really limited. So they took 10 or more spots from one of the main public parking lots right in the center of town. They turned these into Tesla charging stations. So who do you think hangs out? I mean, this parking lot especially has turned into, it attracts not very good people. There are drug deals going on back there. I'm not necessarily saying that it has to do with Tesla, but I mean, there's a lot going on in this parking lot. So these people are coming down, they're having to sit there. They just sit there, do work, talk on the phone, I don't know, their stuff. But it's a pretty sketchy place. And I sure wouldn't want to be stuck, especially with no power in my car, to get away. And I'm now stuck to a cord to the power engine, the charger, and there are pretty creepy people walking around.
You're right. The people who are charging their Teslas are being held hostage by that charging power cord. That's absolutely correct.
Right.
Until they have enough charge to get out, of there. And would a person say, hey, listen, I know you're going to hold me up. Just wait a minute. Let me unplug my charging cord from the side of the car, and I'm going to get out of here. I mean, as compared to put the key in ignition and take off. Or what I've seen, which is really a wonderful idea, is when someone is being held up while they're gassing, filling up their car at the pump, and three guys jump out of the van to hold up the person filling up the car with gasoline. The guy just takes the gas nozzle right out of the tank, aims it at the hold up people, and sprays them with gasoline. That's kind of a neat approach. And it seems to work. It's really, really dangerous.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You- USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oklahoma administered a lethal injection Thursday to a 60-year-old man, John Marion Grant, who fatally stabbed a prison cafeteria worker 23 years ago. The lethal injection came after the United States Supreme Court, in a 5-3 ruling Thursday, vacated stays of execution for him and Julius Jones that were put in place a day earlier by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Jones's lethal injection is set for November 18th. Just days after President Biden stumped for Virginia governor candidate Democrat Terry McAuliffe, Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin has surged to an 8-point lead in the latest polling in the state. The poll was conducted October 24th through the 27th among 1,212 Virginia registered voters. Game 3 of the World Series will be played tonight, where Major League Baseball banned the All-Star Game. The Atlanta Braves host the Houston Astros, with the series knotted at one game apiece in the best of seven. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many gun experts will tell you death by a firearm is never an accident, only negligence. Trial attorney Jeff Harris on CNBC explained that a question of negligence on the Rust movie set in New Mexico last week could come down to the level of firearm training that actor and producer Alec Baldwin received.
Typically, negligence is something that occurs in the civil context. And if you have gross negligence, which is the kind of negligence that is likely to result in someone's death, that's criminal negligence. And I frankly think that if you have a movie set where you've got live ammunition that is intermingled with dummy ammunition and intermingled with blanks, that's the kind of activity that rises to the level of gross negligence. And I do believe that someone ultimately is going to be charged with at least criminal negligence in this case.
Mr. Harris explains a movie set shooting is different from a real world shooting.
If you point a gun at somebody in the real world and you accidentally discharge it and that person is injured or killed, you're going to be charged with manslaughter if they're killed, and you're going to have a negligence suit filed against you. But on a movie set, there may be reasons why you point a weapon at someone for artistic reasons. And so it's a different question. And so really the question here is, should Alec Baldwin have done something to confirm what the AD says to him?
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's going to be sliding. When are today's hot? Last day. God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
It amazes me. About a week ago, we talked about the Alec Baldwin homicide. And right after it happened, we talked about how carelessness, recklessness, negligence were all involved. And they were using a real gun, a real revolver that's capable of shooting real rounds. and he pointed it directly at a person, squeezed the trigger. Now, did anybody make him do it, or did he do it all by himself? I think he did it all by himself, willingly. And did he check the revolver? Obviously not. Because if he did, he'd say, wait, well, hold it. This isn't a blank. And by the way, you can kill somebody with a blank. Because it shoots a cardboard wad out the muzzle of a blank cartridge. A blank cartridge has a case, you know, like a brass case. It has a primer. It has powder. And instead of a bullet, a lead bullet or a jacketed bullet or a hollow point or a plastic bullet or a rubber bullet, it has a piece of cardboard that holds the powder in place. And it's glued in place or epoxied in place. And when that wad comes flying out, that paper wad or that cardboard wad, and if it hits you at the speed of sound, you know, 1,100 feet per second, it can hurt you. It can blind you. It can kill you. So, was there negligence involved? Absolutely. So my question is, what's taken so long to arrest them? And everyone else complicit in this? And you have an armorer who's not qualified? So how is that person an armorer? How's that happen? So doesn't it seem to you, class, that people who are celebrities, people who are politicians, seem to get away with things that the rest of us would never get away with? So let's say you were at a party, and there was no drinking involved, no drugs involved, and you just had to barbecue in the backyard, and some guy pulls out a handgun and points it at someone and squeezes the trigger. Then someone pulls out a cell phone, calls 911, and the cops show up. Do you think someone's going to get arrested? You're certain that someone's going to get arrested. And who would that be? For sure, it would be the person who picked up the gun and pulled the trigger, right? Or squeezed the trigger, right? That didn't happen on the movie set. Why? I watched the video of the sheriff. He was articulate. He had a well-written speech. But no one's been arrested yet. Looks like there are two classes of people. Them, you know, at the top, and then the rest of us at the bottom. Any comments, Lindley? And I know I got a little bit off tangent, but it bothers me.
That's what I've seen around here very much. I mean, I don't even know if the mayor's husband here in town has been arrested yet. I think that it's likely he is going to be, from what I hear. However, what's up with that? How can you violently enter a public building with lots of people there and threaten someone's life with your pointed finger heading towards them and not be arrested, and there are cops right there in the room?
Now,
so we know people are being protected.
I saw the video, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there something uttered by the mayor of Los Gatos' husband, something akin to, I will kill you? Did I get that right?
It was, you are a piece of, and then you can hear him going, dead, dead, dead. And he says, I'm going to kill you. I can't remember what the exact words were, but he said that, absolutely. And there were a lot of witnesses that put in testimony or statements to the DA, and the judge awarded this poor woman who has been attacked brutally by the children around here, the teenagers around here, and their parents. I sometimes feel like I'm in a grade school where the kindergartners rule the world in their little delusional world. Something needs to be done. Something.
Okay, so if the mayor's husband is arrested, he will probably be prevented by law in California from carrying a handgun or owning a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. And I have a feeling that they don't want that to happen. Meaning, I don't think that the mayor would like to have her family be prevented from owning a firearm if they have one or want to have one. So isn't it very difficult to get a handgun in California? I think
it is very difficult. Very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And in Missouri, the law is written such that the right to own a firearm shall not be questioned, which is exactly the opposite. In Missouri, a person can go to a gun show or can go to someone's garage sale. And if the guy and gal are selling, you know, family contents and they have a shotgun, you know, leaning against the wall and says, you know, all these items are for sale, just ask, you know, just ask if they're for sale. And a person that lives in Missouri goes to a Missouri garage sale and says, are you selling that vice over there? How about that refrigerator? How about that shotgun? And the owner says, yeah, they're all for sale. How about that refrigerator, $100? How about that shotgun, $300? May I see the shotgun? Sure. May I buy the shotgun from you? Are you a Missouri resident? Yes. Okay, you can buy it. You have $300. It's as simple as that. And the same thing at a gun show. Except the feds want to close what's called the gun show loophole. And that would be just like a garage sale. But it's really at an event where there are lots of people selling, you know, guns. There are dealers that are selling guns, dealers that are selling rifle scopes and pistol scopes and accessories and ammunition and rifles, pistols, and shotguns. And so if you're a dealer and you're selling a new firearm, you have to go through the FBI background check as a buyer. But if you're just some guy that brings your garage sale items, you know, let's say you have three shotguns and you decide you're going to pay the $10 for or $20 or $50 for the table and you rent the table from the gun show promoters and you put your, you know, shotguns or rifles or pistols on the table and people come by and say, Matt, look at that. Sure. Are you from Missouri? Sure. Yeah, I am. Okay. Sure, take a look at it. And the customer, potential customer, would look at it, say, okay, I'd like to buy it, pay for it, and that's the end of the transaction right then and there. No paperwork, no permits, no government approval. It's just like selling a refrigerator. You don't need a permit to sell a refrigerator or a microscope or a microwave oven. It's the same thing with personal property, and personal property includes firearms in Missouri and ammunition. Yeah, generators, cars, all of it. It's all personal property. Lindley?
I feel that here in California, we have been indoctrinated, taught, educated, brainwashed to believe the enemy is the gun. Okay? Everyone thinks, or I'm not going to say everyone. I will speak for myself. I was led to believe up until just a few years ago, that if we did away with guns, you know, it sounded so great. Let's go to, like, Australia, right? But that's because I was thinking like they wanted me to, and I didn't flip yet. When I really saw the corruption full, just blown in my face, was during that Mueller debacle, is what I call it, in the courtroom drama stuff. That was so in my face. Lies that then I just started thinking differently. And most people don't think like you and I are now thinking. They still are thinking like, if we take the guns out of the schools, then no one's going to hurt our children. But then you realize, wait a minute, like in Australia, if you give up your guns, they're not giving up their guns. And then you start to think, oh, now I get it. It's one-sided. Yeah, I can't protect myself anymore, and they're going to come after me. A lot of people here in California really think the gun is the problem.
Okay, so about 10 years ago or so, there was a shooting at a school system. It made the national news, actually worldwide news. And I was a broadcaster at the time, and that very day I went on the air and I said, no, I've got an answer for this. So I, by the way, I have been, I'm, as I mentioned, I'm a range safety officer for NRA trained. And I've taught some people how to shoot safely, and young children as well, you know, in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I haven't done it in a while. But anyway, I said, so there are people who have concealed carry permits, and Mrs. Finelli and I've had ours. You know, we had to apply, and the sheriff had to do a background check on us, and so we had a concealed carry permit. And I thought that it was probably a good thing to have one, since I was, you know, I might be armed. Well, when I was on the radio after the shooting, I said, here's the answer. It's really simple. So there are people who are in the school system right now, employees, trusted employees who are known by the principal, who are known by the superintendent. As a matter of fact, they probably hired these people, okay, the superintendent and the principal. And so they've been watched, and they understand who these people are that they've employed. I'm talking about teachers and janitors and custodians and maintenance workers and, you know, other staff in the front office. So all you do is you say, okay, so we have people who have been employed. They handle guns anyway. They own their own. And we're just going to send them through additional training. And it will be provided by the school system and the sheriff's office. Safety training, when you can shoot, when you can't shoot, how to handle these difficult situations. These are employees we already have. And we're going to let them carry concealed. No one's going to brandish. No one's going to say, hey, look what I got, you know, under my sports coat. It's all going to be concealed. No one's going to talk about it. And it will be announced on the media that there will be people in the school system that are employees. It might be the custodian or the maintenance worker who's riding the lawnmower out in the sun, you know, on a warm day, but he may have his handgun with him. Or it may be a teacher in a classroom. And there will be a protocol for when there's an active shooter situation. And the school will handle it initially by themselves. And if there's an active shooter, oh, that science teacher may just draw his handgun and take care of the situation right then and there. Or it could be the guy who's fixing the roof. You know, the maintenance worker on the roof. Could be the principal. It could be the secretary. It could be the nurse. It could be the shop teacher. It could be the history teacher, the math teacher. And that problem solved. Cost almost zero. Did it gain any traction? No.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lindley's with us. Lindley, we've been talking about freedom. We've been talking about rules and regulations. Any comments?
Yes. I would like to see advertisements, TV, billboard, whatever, showing that good guys have guns. And I was just picturing the Lone Ranger without a gun, you know, trotting up to the bad guy and asking him kindly to put his gun down. I mean, what are we going to do? The media is lying, and the government doesn't want us to have guns. So who's going to do something?
Well, I am. I am. I've been doing it every day, five days a week for going on 11 years now. And it starts out with everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. And and we are the good guys. So, although it's not a billboard, but it is the largest preparedness broadcast in the United States for sure, probably the world. So, are the people paying attention? Yes. Do they hear me say it every day? Yes. It goes out on, rebroadcast. It goes out streaming. It goes out download. It goes out satellite. It goes out over AM and FM radio stations. So, and I say that at my peril, because people could say, well, you know, you're like a gun nut. You know, you're advocating violence. No, I'm not advocating violence, because I've said many times over the year, cocked and locked to me means prepared for anything and everything. It's kind of like the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. Okay? It means you're ready. It means you're ready. To some people it may mean with a gun, some people it may mean with a knife. I carry a knife with me all the time. Is it like Crocodile Dundee's? No. It's a folding 3-inch knife made by Gerber. And every farmer has a knife because we're always cutting something, you know, like pieces of wire, like string, like bale or twine, all the time, every day. So everybody in our family wears one of these little clip-held-on Gerber pocket knives. So are we cocked and locked? Yeah, for everything. It means having tools, knowledge, etc. So I'm with you. And there are good people who have guns. And, you know, in the middle of the night, we have experienced here at the farm the chickens who were in the chicken coop screaming in the middle of the night. And why? Because some predator has ripped apart the roof of the chicken pen and is in the chicken pen having his way with the chickens and killing them. And so how would we fix that situation without, you know, a gun? How would we fix that? You can't. So it's incumbent upon us who keep animals to protect the animals that we keep. And that means farmers have to have guns. That's what it means. And we have experienced situations where our animals have been threatened by other animals. Wild animals. Back to you, Lindley. I'd love to hear your comments about that. Well, you were at Rich's. You were at Rich's. You saw what it's like. There's no animal police to protect, you know, Rich's animals against the predators, right?
Right. Right. Very important. I think that that's a good idea. I should go out and get a knife. Do you have any recommendations? Because I've looked into one before, but there are so many. I don't know what's important in a knife.
Okay. Well, I've done a class on that. It's really simple. Gerber makes one. You can go to eBay. And you can type Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R. And the kind that I would recommend is called Paraframe, P-A-R-A-F-R-A-M-E. It's a like a skeleton-type cutout metal handle with a serrated, half of the blade is serrated, and the point closest to the tip is just a sharpened edge. And you can cut string and cardboard. And I do it all the time, every day. As a matter of fact, all my jeans have a wear mark where the clip goes into my pocket of my blue jeans. So always see a little clip. You don't see a knife sticking out. And I use it all the time. And how much are they? Probably $15 shipped. I think you should get one. I think everybody should have one. That's rule number 9. Rule number 9 is you will have a knife, a sharp knife. And the reason is, one of our instructors and I, Mrs. Finelli and his wife, we had two separate vehicles. We came to a traffic light. It was foggy. It was dark. And this guy crashed right into a concrete piling with a traffic light in Springfield. Boom! The airbag deployed. The guy was unconscious. His vehicle was on fire. We broke out the window. I got my jack from the back of the car, smashed the window. The other instructor used his knife they had in his pocket because he heard me say, "You will carry a knife, cut the seatbelt." And some other people came. We dragged this guy out of his burning car. The car burst into flames. There happened to be a nurse on the scene who was one of the people who stopped. And we took care of this guy. And maybe a half hour later, the ambulance showed up. But we were there on the scene and we took care of him. Otherwise, he would have burned to death. And if we didn't have a knife, we wouldn't have been able to cut him out of the car. Because the seatbelt kept him in place. And the door was smashed, so he couldn't open the door. Yeah. Rule number 9. You have to carry a knife. And that doesn't mean take it to school and brandish it. But when our child was in public school, I said, "Do you have to have a knife?" He said, "It's against the rules." I said, "That's their rules. Don't pull it out of your pocket."
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.